Dennis Ross knows a thing or two about this. He served in four US administrations, both Democrat and Republican. He's a former US peace envoy to the Middle East. And when we hear calls for restraint or international pressure, what does that actually mean? What does he think would work to lower tensions?
Well, I think the key is, first of all, can we get things back under control in Jerusalem? Because Jerusalem is such an emotionally charged issue for all sides that unless we can contain what's going on there and, in a sense, de-escalate there, it'll be difficult to prevent this from taking on a life of its own. Mm. Hamas is trying to take advantage of what's going on in Jerusalem to make itself the focal point of Palestinian resistance, to highlight that it's sort of leading the charge against the Israelis, and that's what's produced 160 rockets from Gaza into Israel today. So if you can calm down things in Jerusalem, then it makes it easier, I think, to get the Egyptians to try to go between Hamas and Israel to try to reestablish a ceasefire that has otherwise been holding in Gaza.
In terms of the background, what do we see as contributing this? Because it's sort of, is there anything political, changes on either side? I'm thinking kind of, you know, the failures of the Palestinians to have their elections, the condition of Netanyahu, because otherwise many analysts are just saying, this is just a really unlucky confluence of bad events. Does stuff like that happen? Is this just a sort of an accidental calendar diary issue?
Well, I do think it's a confluence of a number of circumstances all coming together. I think you put your finger on two of them. Maybe most significant is the cancellation of the election, because I think there's an increasing level of alienation and frustration with the Palestinian public. And this election, in the end, by not holding it, denies them an outlet for expressing themselves. I think the political uncertainty in Israel also adds to, in a sense, what to be done, and maybe create some incentives for those who are interested in causing trouble, thinking that there's maybe greater uncertainty in Israel over the nature of the response. But then you have a couple of other things that came together. So you have the end of Ramadan, which is also a period of deep reflection, but also it becomes a more emotional period as well.
We've seen, obviously, an intifada explode because of offense taken and given over actions around that area, the Temple Mount. Is there, do you think, a chance of that kind of open-ended escalation this time? And if not, why not? What's different this time?
I don't think there's an appetite with the Palestinian public to have another intifada. I think there is an interest in sort of finding a way to deal with day-to-day needs. If you can calm things down in Jerusalem, that may create a circumstance where there's a readiness basically to calm things down.
You mentioned Egypt as a potential honest broker. What's the role of America under the new administration? What sort of signals are you hearing?
Well, the Biden administration clearly wants to send a signal that it will have a relationship with the Palestinians as well, something that the Trump administration did not have. Now, having said that, it's pretty clear the Biden administration does not want to make this a priority issue. And what we're seeing right now is that you may not want to make it a priority issue. You may not want to have to expend a lot of political capital and attention on it. But this is an issue that has a way of imposing itself if there isn't enough diplomatic effort being made to show that even if you can't solve it, you can try to improve the circumstances.
That's Ambassador Dennis Ross, a former U.S. peace envoy to the Middle East.